Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Katie has left the studio. We have no idea where she is. She's supposed to be telling a story right now, but apparently that's...
It's okay. It's not okay.
Not okay.
No, it's not at all. The anticipation
where is she?
Builds. Honestly, I saw her running around the hallway about 2 minutes ago now, but it does not look like she's in any type of hurry to get back here.
Well, you know, she's new at this. And here she comes.
You see her sprinting down the hallway?
Yeah, that's really strange. Yeah, there she is.
Oh.
Wow.
Sorry.
We've been wondering. That's okay. You're new at this. All right, tell us all about quinoa.
Oh, well, thanks for the heads up. Yeah, it just...
You weren't in here.
Yeah, this trend about whether your boyfriend or significant other can say the word quinoa. And I just thought it was kind of funny.
Okay.
You actually said you partake in a lot of quinoa, so that's not something that you don't know how to do.
The amount of quinoa we eat in my house is ridiculous.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Breakfast, dinner?
We buy the big bags from like Costco. I bring them in. One of my worst quinoa experiences, which I don't recommend, is when you do an online order of quinoa, and then that package rips open in the box, and you bring that into your house, and you open it up, and the quinoa goes everywhere. Do not recommend the online order of the quinoa.
I didn't realize.
But you're saying that people know how to pronounce it?
Well, it's either that or just rage bait. I mean, it started with this woman who was like, there's a list of words my husband can't pronounce,
okay.
And quinoa was part of it. Pseudoscience, epitome, hors d'oeuvres, sorbet, all of these words they say. Yeah, all these words they say that men just cannot get down
Why
with.
Why is it got to be men?
Worcestershire. Euro.
Oh, please.
Kernel.
It's not just men. It's like when I was standing in line and the lady was like, where's the Asiago cheese? I see you got a bag of Asiago cheese. Asiago, ma'am? No, where's the Asiago?
Well, that's what it started with this woman who shared a list, 15 words she, quote, knew her husband wouldn't be able to pronounce. And then she giggled as he struggled with words like epitome, rendezvous, conscientious, indict, and faux. So
that's just mean
lot.
To your husband.
Yeah, faux gets me all the
because
time.
Because it's F-A-U-X. So when you look at it, your brain is like, that's not right, but I'm going to say faux anyway, right? Like,
faux gets me. And so does pho.
Yeah, your
along the same lines.
P-H-O, same.
Fuck gets
so
me.
Your brain and your mouth are like arguing in the moment, and that's what the problem is. Mm. Is they can't agree, and it's like it happens in the moment.
I will never forget when I went up to a berry place. It was Berry Blends or something, and I went to go order the acai bowl.
Yeah,
and they looked at me like, "What?" And
I was that one gets me too.
Oh, acai.
Acai. That one's ridiculous.
I'll never forget it.
It doesn't look like acai.
No, it looks like acai.
It's acai. All day long.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And so it's funny because, again, like when you don't know how something is pronounced, it's almost like you
freeze.
You do freeze, just like I almost did right there. You just don't know what to do.
But everybody
you
looks at you
know.
Like you're an idiot, too.
Yes.
You're like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And well, that happens to me no matter what.
No.
But I did think it was funny because it is aimed at men. It's supposed to be a man thing, but I know there's plenty of women who can't pronounce certain words as well. We all struggle with it. And again, in the moment, it's like you have a brain fart and your mouth doesn't know how to operate. Your brain is having a meltdown. It's all happening at the same time. But one person, I thought it was really funny because the whole story just had like people commenting back like, my husband can't say this or my wife has a problem with this. But there was one comment that just caught me. It was zero foes given. But you know, it's spelled F-A-U-X,
yes.
So you look at it and you're like, takes you a second.
Yep.
Takes you a second. So.
Mine's always been giraffe, right?
Oh, yeah.
Giraffe. And then forward is the other one that's always gotten me. I can't say moving. It's moving forward.
Oh.
You know,
like you're saying F-O-R-D.
Like America's pickup. Forward. I can't do it.
Two syllables.
Forward.
Forward.
Acai, quinoa, and Ford. What a stupid guy, huh? A couple of things going on in my personal life. I guess I will say a big old thank you to numerous listeners who have been reaching out, giving me the ups and the downs and the pros and the cons and everything in between of being a cross-country parent now. Was at another cross-country event this weekend, and we rolled in, and there was like 1,000 kids at this one. I'm not even joking.
You were showing me video. It is absolutely
wild.
The amount of people who show up to one park.
Oh my God.
Yes, you
couldn't find parking. In my son's wave alone, there was like 260 boys running. It's pretty wild. I'm loving it. It's a lot of fun. He's really enjoying it. I don't want to brag, but I've been put in charge of finding a new tent for the cross country team. Don't want to brag. Kind of a big deal, though.
Big boss man.
Pretty, yes. Pretty high profile activity there for
tent
me.
Tent
so.
Duty tent already.
Yeah, I don't want to brag, but yep, I'll be taking care of that. So kind of a big deal. There was a parent that wrote me this weekend. I'm sorry, I can't find your message again. We've got, you know, between our Instagrams, we've got, I've got three I look after, and then the two Facebooks, and then email, and then it's just a lot. But a message from a listener this weekend, it made me chuckle because she said, hey, cross country pro tip, don't ever set up your, like, I don't want to call it like a picnic area, but your hangout area, your blanket, your tent, whatever. At the end, at the finish line, she's like, that's just a pro tip. You don't want to set up anything in the grass at the end because that's where all the runners puke. She's like, what? I've made that mistake once. She said, I had a soggy blanket once. So that's a pro tip. I was like, that's pretty solid. My pro tip for anybody with parents, with kids going into cross country, I would say try to use the bathroom before the race. At home, before you get there. Don't drink a lot of coffee and stuff because they do have porta potties lined up.
You don't want to use those.
But I'm going to tell you right now, early morning, with a bunch of runners, those babies are topped off by 7 a.m.
Yeah, they are.
I'll tell you that right now.
That honey bug is not so sweet no more.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a different type of horror right there. You don't want to go in one of those early morning. So there's my pro tip. But thank you so much to all the parents sounding off and sending me messages. I really appreciate you guys. Second thing going on in my life, I think I can talk about this.
Okay.
I don't think Nick Knack will be mad at me.
No, you have to now.
I've made it secret that I've talked about my sweet, huggable, lovable, and highly squeezable Nick Knack.
Oh, you love her.
I love her. I've talked about her for many years on this show, and I've also talked about her skincare routine.
Oh, yeah.
Where we have dropped hundreds of dollars on various elixirs and concoctions.
Yes.
To make yourself look 10 minutes younger. and she has dropped a lot of cash on various products.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden, all of those are getting pushed to the side in the bathroom for just two products now.
Oh, what are they?
So ladies,
she
I don't know.
She looks great. So what's the secret? Are you going to tell her secret?
I'm going to tell some secrets right now.
Okay.
So ladies, if you're looking for that perfect skincare routine, right now, she's just lathering on Vaseline.
It's so smart.
Every night.
It's cheap.
A high-quality Vaseline,
though. But still, that is such a smart move.
She was talking to me about the purification process behind certain Vaselines this weekend.
Okay.
I pretty much checked out.
So you need the high-end Vaseline.
I would have rather been in that honey bucket than listen to talk about the high-end Vaseline.
Vaseline,
anyway.
Check. And then?
A big tub of Vaseline slathered on. And then, the new thing in our house. This is very exciting news. And again, I think I can talk about this. But I've heard a lot of people do this. She's rubbing beef tallow on her face. Beef tallow. It's like
the fat?
Is that like not going to make her break out?
So beef fat all over the face. And she smells like my smoker.
I'm
joking. No, but I guess this is a thing. There's a lot of benefits. I'm reading about them right now because I checked out when she was talking to me. Deep hydration, it softens the skin. It's nutrient rich. It delivers fat soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K, which supports skin health and barrier repair. It soothes irritation and it's biocompatible. It easily absorbs into the outer skin layer without feeling overly greasy. When used in small amounts. But still, I just think it's a little cringy. They need to maybe pick a different name.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, my beef tallow's here. I'm like, is this for dinner or what's going on? She's like, no, it's from faith. Yeah, so it's, I don't know. Ladies, is this a thing? Are you rubbing beef fat all over your face now?
Well, and I'm also looking at it, and I think some of the risks that they're alarming to me.
There's risks?
Well, yeah. it's oil. So it's like
it's pretty prone to acne.
It's but yeah, exactly. Like it can cause breakouts if your skin is super sensitive because if used small amounts, you said, it still is very heavy. I mean, it's an oil, so there's that. Also, some of the commercial ones, they have additives in them which can further irritate sensitive skin if you have it.
I think this is a special one.
The lack of regulation that's really, I mean, they have to regulate this kind of stuff, you know. You can't just be putting any old beef fat on your face and expect.
Could I just rub a steak on her face before I throw it on the grill?
I can just imagine a lot of people just, you know, hearing this and doing something like, that they shouldn't do. So maybe look into it.
I think she's done her research. It's through some sort of.
Oh, I'm sure
extra
she has.
Special
I'm
company.
Just saying, like,
it's not like cheap beef.
I'm sure.
She's not running into Walmart saying, hey, can you give me whatever's left in the back of
exactly.
It.
Clean out your grease traps and put it in this container for me. Don't do that.
Put it in my little Rubbermaid.
Lather it on.
Is that what you want?
So, I don't know.
So just make sure you do your due diligence if you are listening. And you
or
don't
not.
Just
swing it.
Yeah,
go for it. I don't
care.
You do you. It's your skin.
Get that 80-20 hamburger beef, and there you go. It's all you need. The grease.
Next time you're making tacos, just drain it out into some paper towel and dab that on your face before you go to bed.
Oh, my goodness.
So I did have to laugh because the other $6,000 worth of products sitting on the counter there in the bathroom, you look at them, and I was going through them, and I was like, honey, 99% of these that you've spent money on, I'm reading them, they're all like vegan, cruelty-free, not tested on animals, all natural, organic, and then right next to it is beef tallow. Like, huh, I guess we've changed our ways, haven't we? But her skin looks amazing.
That's good.
It's amazing.
Here we go.
So soft and supple.
Oh, goodness.
Two things. A lot of ladies extremely concerned that Katie didn't wear her creamy hoe dress. Is that what I called it?
Yeah.
The creamy hoe dress.
The amount of people.
Where's that creamy hoe
where
dress?
Where that creamy hoe dress at?
Yeah,
so funny.
You'll have to go find that on a podcast.
The best part was next to the big boss, someone came up and said, where's that creamy? And he was like.
Pardon me?
I know. What do you guys
I got to start listening to that show
about
more.
Yeah,
so
morning.
She didn't have the creamy hoe dress.
Or the red heels.
Yeah, right. There's that
lots
too.
Lots of comments on that as well.
And
but
then a lot of ladies coming up and getting in my kitchen because they're like, Jer, you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to the fingernails and toenails being a different color.
Yeah.
Which we fought about. Was that on Friday?
It was on Friday. You got told quite a
I
few
got
times.
A lot of ladies came up and got in my kitchen.
People came up and like yelled at you, like,
they
Jeremy,
did.
What are you talking about?
I didn't
such
know.
An old school way to think that you can't have different color nails as your toes.
A lot of passion behind toenails and fingernails.
We fought
I had
for
no
that,
idea.
Right? Don't you know?
You did fight for that, right?
We sure did.
To party. But yeah, a lot of ladies came up that were a couple glasses deep into wine.
Well, that's when you get that, you know,
they had
gumption.
A little
to do
courage.
It.
Jimmy, get over here.
Jimmy!
Look at my toes. And that one lady that came up, she was beautiful, and her toes were all sorts of colors. So anyway.
It was pretty funny.
Jeepers.
You got yelled at. That's why you ran off onto the Ferris wheel, huh? Or the carousel.
I did. There was a moment where I was like, my God, there's so much anger tonight.
There's so many women yelling at me about their feet.
We just try to have fun on this show, but sometimes you hit those hot buttons, and
you
I'm like,
what?
This hot button is nails and fingernails and toenails.
We're coming for you, sir.
You're coming in hot, ladies.
Yeah, we are.
Hot, hot, hot. But we love you. Thanks for sounding off with JKJ here at Mix.